Revelation Revealed, Part 3, Section 22, The Letter to Sardis. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Verse 1 reads, "To the angel of the church or the community of believers in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars." Now, I want to make a comment about these seven spirits of God. The Greek text does not say sevenfold spirit of God, as some like to interpret these words to mean. Those who believe this means the sevenfold spirit of God suggest that Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, that states, or at least apparently states, the seven aspects to the Holy Spirit is what is being talked about here, and again back in chapter 1. The text basically says in the Greek that God holds seven spirits. I now tend to believe, I lean towards, and almost fully accept that these are seven specific angelic spirits before the throne of God, and this is not the Holy Spirit being spoken of here. I believe that the angelic world is much more complicated than we think. There's more types of angels in the world than, or at least in the angelic world, than what we even know of. And these seven angels, spirits, are special. "I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead." Jesus is talking to either the community of believers in John's day or Jews in the day of the Great Tribulation. And he's pointing out that you guys may appear to be alive, but you are dead. God calls his people dead? Well, of course he does. Verse 2, "Wake, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God." Again, we're talking deeds, we're talking works. Now, I do know that Christians are called to good works, but again, this does look like Old Testament style works, salvation based on works. If that is true, then what we see here is written to those Jews in the Great Tribulation. Okay, verse 3. "Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent." Again, obedience and repentance is basic to our relationship with Jesus, no matter what the era we live in. "But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you." Now, preterists believe this coming to you here speaks of judgment in 70 AD. If this was written to Christians in John's day, and if Revelation was written in 66 AD, well, a little bit I can see how preterists could understand this to be the case, but still, Jesus did not come in 70 AD. He judged Jerusalem, but he did not come. So here's a good point for those who believe that this letter is written to Jews during the Great Tribulation, because Jesus will come soon at that point. Verse 4, "Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy." Again, the old-fashioned holiness movement, in one sense of the word, had it right. Holiness is important, not legalistic holiness, but true biblical holiness. Verse 5, "He who overcomes," here again we talk about overcoming, "will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. Now, this is a very controversial verse. I will never blot his name out of the book of life. Suggests that a person's name can be blotted out of the book of life. This is really a discussion on eternal security. Some believe you can lose your salvation. Others believe you don't. Those who believe you can lose your salvation use this verse to suggest that your name can be blotted out of the book of life. Those holding to eternal security actually say there are actually two book of lives as seen in the book of Revelation. This is the book of life here, and later on we will see Christ's book of life. They say your name can be blotted out of one but not the other. They say everybody's name who is born is in the book of life. That name can be blotted out. But when people come to salvation, their name is put in another book of life called Christ's book of life, and that name cannot be blotted out of that book. I think we're getting a little bit too technical here. That's not really the right word, but I'm not convinced that there are two separate books of life. I tend to believe that there is just one book of life. It's called two different ways in the book of Revelation. Verse 6, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Again, for more information on the letter to this church, go to my website, stevesweetman.com, click under my Bible commentaries in the book of Revelation. I give much more detail in my written commentary.